You know what I like? She's out in the sun. She's getting her vitamin D. She's feeling that salty air. Like, I like the ocean. I was thinking like, oh, is they going to bang on the beach? I like the beach.
Yeah, this is not that though.
That's not that. It's a little more.
This is a woman who put like 40 rocks in her face.
40.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, normally, I sleep on the Solaire sound of a mattress, but last night, my husband was ripping snoring, and I went down a trip to memory lane, and I slept on the Luxury Firm, our very first king-size mattress from Sattva, and it felt like an old friend. I cannot rave about Sattva Mattress Company enough. We've had three of their mattresses so far. Our children even sleep on Sattva mattresses. The quality is incredible. The customer service is impeccable. you buy it online. I know you're going, that's so weird. You don't try out a mattress beforehand. Yeah, but when do you try out a mattress anyway? When you're going to a store, you sit on it for a second, you buy it, and you hope for the best, okay? Not with Sattva. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely change your life. Go to sattva.com/the shit right now for $200 off your next Sattva purchase. Again, $200 off sattva.com/the shit for $200 off your next Sattva purchase. You will not regret it. Try it out. Be a friend. Go do it.
Hey, mechalechai, mechalechai.
Oh my God, what was that? It
sounded more like Arabic to me.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alo, la, 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 la.
Alo, ma, mechalechai. Did I tell you I had a dream?
What?
That LA had a nuclear bomb dropped on it.
That was your dream?
Yeah, on Wilshire. And I saw the nuke drop and mm-hmm. the flash, and I was like, fuck, dude. And then I saw all these Arab dudes running in their full Sharif don't like it, rock the Casbah outfit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, the fucking Arabs just bombed us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I went to take a shower and all the chemical burns were on me. It was gnarly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how, that's what they do.
Good dreams, huh?
Good dreams.
What do you think that dream means?
I think it means you should stay home.
Yeah. Do you ever have dreams about nukes dropping and stuff?
No.
You never. I never hear you talk about your dreams. Do you dream?
I do. Yeah.
And what
I just dreamt.
Usually?
I had a dream about John Mulaney. It's weird.
Oh, what's up with him in your head?
I don't remember now. I don't remember the details. I remember that I had a dream that he was in the other day.
You guys were making out, or
no? It wasn't a sexual dream. No.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I forget why. I don't know.
I always dream that I'm in my 20s again, and I can't find you or the children, and I'm like, oh, God.
God, how do we make that dream a reality?
Babe. You know what? That's why I don't share with you. I'm very insensitive.
Oh, come on.
My feelings are hurt, Tom. Are your little baby feelings hurt?
Oh, who's that? White baby, bruh.
Yeah, that's Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your little baby feelings?
Yeah, you look like you're poor.
You look dressing like you're poor. Gross.
Yeah.
She goes, are you pregnant or just very, very fat?
That was a really
good
line.
That was
my
favorite part. Yeah.
She's like, I'm pregnant. She's like, oh. Always shitting on her clothes.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Why'd you dress poor? Are you poor?
I want to start adopting that a little bit more. You know?
I think you do already adopt that. I think you are Anna Delvey.
Yeah, that's true.
Did the fat pores get your clothing yet?
That was a while ago.
Remember a while ago you sent it out?
Yeah, but I have a whole new batch to give out.
To fat pores?
Yeah.
Cool.
A lot.
How are you going to do it?
I don't know how I'm going to do it this time. I think individual pieces is like, it's a little exhausting. I think I'm going to do like a dump on someone, you know?
The whole wardrobe to one specific fat pore?
I think so, yeah.
Dang.
Just find the fattest, most fucking pore I can find and just...
How will you have a contest to find the fattest, poorest fan of YMH?
I mean, that's... I don't know. I like just doing it on... I like it being kind of a little under the radar, meaning like just going into my stories.
Right.
Saying like, here's what I got.
Finding
do you
cool
want
people.
It? And then I just look at a couple responses and I'm like, yeah, you. you know, and not making it such a
production.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just being like, give me your info. We'll send you the stuff.
I got you.
I think I'm going to do that this time. One
big dump.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's really nice of you.
Yeah. This one's going to be big.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on?
Because I had another reality moment in my closet where I was like walking through it. Like last time I was like, some of these jackets aren't getting worn. This time I'm seeing shirts. I'm like, I don't wear any of these shirts. Wow. I'm walking into this closet. You know, it's like I look at some of the shirts and I go, I haven't touched this shirt in a year. What am I doing with it?
That's the Oprah Winfrey law. Yeah. It's the law that Oprah made. If you haven't worn it in a year, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
And there are clothes that I will be like, one day I'll wear that dress. One day. And then I never do. Mm. I never do, Tom.
I've done the same thing where I tell myself it's coming.
It's today. Yeah.
Today.
When's that day?
Yeah.
So. And I also like can't fool myself. I can't fool myself into thinking I can wear certain things anymore. I'm at that age where I accept, like, this is my body type. Yeah. I can only wear certain types of things. If I want them to look good, if I don't care, then, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, but it's like.
It's all about how things fit.
It's about how they fit.
It really is.
Fabric.
I mean, I can have a day where I look in the mirror.
In the mirror.
In certain clothes and be like, oh, you look good.
Yeah.
And the same day. Put on something else and be like, you really look like shit.
I know. Isn't
and it's
that
about
amazing?
Getting rid of the clothes that you look like shit in.
So true.
Yeah.
Especially the older you get, you cannot fuck around. Like, I can't put on a fucking Forever 21 t-shirt anymore and look cute. It's just not happening. It's not happening.
What about Forever fucking 40?
Forever 45?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Where's that store?
Forever 21. It's such a like,
so
such a chick idea.
Yeah.
I want to be Forever 21.
I want to be a cum dumpster forever. Because when you're 21, you're a drunk cum dumpster.
Not everyone is.
It's a lifestyle.
Jesus.
Most 21-year-olds are
dumpsters.
Drunk cum hounds.
Jesus.
It's true.
Cum hounds?
Everybody is at 21.
Yeah.
In 21, you're just heat-seeking cum missiles.
Can't nut.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ugh, God. You all right?
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know what you need to
do. Let me see if I can.
You need to go to Margaritaville.
Let's see if I can do this. Oh.
Get your fucking dog and fuck off out there, right?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Get your fucking dog.
What are you doing?
So I don't you shoot your ass.
Get out of my face.
You get out of my fucking back with your goddamn dog.
He's got nice tits. Huh?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky. Welcome
to your mom's house.
Yeah.
You're going on the road.
That's right. I am going on the road. What's up, Jeans Chomos? May 3rd at the Regent Theater as part of the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. I'll be there.
COVID, you know, 19 virus.
You know, 19. I've had to move Minneapolis tits because I'm doing something different.
When are you doing it?
I can't announce, but it will be rescheduled. Apologies, guys. Something came up.
Okay.
It's going to be. Just let me eat you.
Sperm Vine, California, May 20th and 21st.
Wow.
Fuck me, my
ass. Oh, I miss him. Yeah. Atlantic City, the Borgata, June 4th. June 5th, Boston Massive, huge tits at the Wilbur.
Big show.
I'm so stoked. Cleveland, Ohio, August 12th and 13th. I didn't like that one at all. And then Gashville, Tennessee, October 6th through 8th.
Please do not use gender language.
ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Oh, fuck me and in my ass, man.
I'm on tour as well.
Cheer.
It's called the I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour, and I am not lying. I am coming everywhere. And dates are out and they're on sale. It's all at tomsegura.com/tour. People have asked me about international dates.
Because
they go, you say it's a world tour, but you've only announced the U.S. and Canada.
That's not international.
That's not the world. They go, does that mean the U.S. and Canada are the world? And here's the truth. It kind of is.
Yeah.
It's the places that matter. But.
That's true.
I will also be coming to lower tier places like international cities. And.
Jeez.
Those are booked. Listen to me. Look at my hand, Matt. They're booked.
Oh, dang.
They have yet to be announced. When they are announced, you'll be the first to know. And they literally are taking me to 1, 2, 3, 4 more continents.
Damn.
So it's pretty much a world tour.
That's exciting. Yeah. I'd like to meet you on your world tour.
See what I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so fun.
You don't have kids, do you?
Nah, I don't. Oh. I'm free as a bird. Right, free cool. as a bird.
That's cool.
Hey, that chick was really cool that you played in the intro.
I liked her. I liked her spunk.
You know what's neat is that her voice was garbage and her body wasn't. I was like expecting
a
garbage bod.
Yeah.
But she didn't have teeth, which was important.
Yeah, she had nice lipstick on.
Yeah. She looked really good.
Nice rack. She works out, clearly.
She does, yeah.
Maybe she hikes. Maybe she cycles.
Yeah. She does soul cycle.
Some nice stems. Yeah. Yeah.
Orange Theory.
Probably, yeah. I bet she's fun in bed. She's cool. I like her. Squat over her mouth. Yeah.
One of the best remote jobs for 2022, according to Glassdoor, Scrum Master. It pays about $109,000 a year. Good luck.
Eat the scrum.
Wow.
Eat it.
You can be a Scrum Master. That's not...
Scrum Master.
That's some good scratch.
$100,000?
To lick Tom's...
To just lick my butthole?
Butthole? That is wild that they publish that as a job you can get now.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But that's how bad I want it done. I keep reaching out to business blogs.
Yeah. Please.
Please lick my scrum. Please.
Lick my ass. Lick it.
Lick it.
Lick my ass.
Tastes good to you. Yeah.
You put a dick in your pussy.
Okay.
God. What is wrong with you? What is it? Yeah. Lick my ass. Who says that? Lick my asshole. Lick it.
A lot of people.
Lick my ass.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I suck on those nipples. That's what he says, right?
You know, you bring up an interesting point.
Yeah.
And that is that a couple weeks ago, you said, I have this kink. And I was like, oh, cool. What is it? And you're like, nope. Not gonna just tell you, even though you're my spouse. You're gonna have to learn it. Do you remember this?
I do.
Like, okay. And you're like, you know, we'll figure it out. So you are holding on to a kink, something that you like, and instead of sharing it with me, do you remember saying this or no?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking of the word kink. Is it a kink or a preference? And what defines a kink over a preference?
Very interesting point. I mean,
Yana, if you're gonna shame me.
I'm not trying to shame you.
Why are you shaming
me? I'm not shaming you. I was saying... You were implying that I would be learning what it is.
Sure.
Instead of just of saying, tell me, I wanted to run through some kinks or preferences.
And then I give out a thumbs up or thumbs down.
And tell me if this is one of them, if this is the one you're... Do you remember?
Mine is so... It's so specific.
Okay. That's good. Specific is good because there's these are all specific.
No way.
Okay. Well, tell me if I'm honest. Will you reveal it or no?
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. No.
You won't even reveal it to me off camera?
Yeah, but we're on camera right now. Well, I'm so how would I play this game?
You don't have to say it. I'm saying, will you tell me off mic?
Maybe.
Really? Don't you think I could help with this?
Okay, just continue.
Wait, you're not agreeing to this?
I will. Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
If we guess it correctly, if it's one of these, will you fess up to it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't guarantee. I can't confirm or deny.
Is it?
Or deny.
This. Oh. Is it nose sucking?
I don't like that. That's real. That's a real kink.
It's called nosolingus. Nose, intense
harder,
nose.
Suck sucking. It.
That's dumb.
Oh, it's so good. Don't be afraid. Make it hurt.
I don't like it. That's it's not that.
I like it.
Is anyone else roused or anyone?
Yeah, this is hot as shit.
Yeah. But you this don't... is not your kink, and I believe you.
Yeah, that's not it. It's not it.
Okay. Is it?
It's not it. Okay, I got it. Thanks. I think they're overdoing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair good. You're Forever 21.
This is what should be playing at Forever 21 when you go there.
Yeah, that's this is a woman lying on her back naked, and a woman's teasing her with a feather, but she's also got a a pretty substantial vibrator on her cooch. So I think she's reacting more to the vibration than the feather.
The stupid feather.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care. Like, this would make me indifferent.
Really?
Yeah, the nose sucking, I'm like, that's gross.
Yeah.
If you want to suck my nose, okay.
Yeah.
It's if you get something, that's your thing. Okay. You know?
All right.
I mean, I like the good vibration parts, but the tickle, like, okay. You know? Oh boy. Oh, okay, that's fun.
That's kind of cool.
I kind of like this.
You do like this.
Well, this is something I've never seen before.
Yeah. Is this it?
This is it. You guys nailed it.
This
a
is
a guy in a panda suit.
A guy in a panda suit is banging a.
This is fun.
Okay. But is his dick actually there, or is it just like a toy?
Oh man.
I think it was just a toy.
Looked like it, right?
Yeah, but I think this panda is non-gendered. I'm not sure.
Right, right. Also, I just can't imagine how hot it is in there.
Panda.
That's probably part of it.
Yeah. We take.
Would
it
you
off
do easy. It?
Wear this suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this scenario.
You actually came alive.
Yeah, this one I kind of, you know what I like? I like that it's like, it harkens back to childhood a little bit where you were in love with your animals and now it warps that into something adult and sexual. Kind of weird, and I like that.
Okay,
I could go there. Are you getting a panda costume or what? Now I'm into this.
Wow, I would not have guessed this, and I am not shaming you.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm saying I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know. I don't even care if you did.
But this is not it.
Oh no, that's not the very specific. No.
All right, there's a few more specifics coming up.
What is that in her urethra or her vag?
It's very specific.
She's putting rocks
in her cooch. Is that it?
That's it. You got it. Oh, ouch. Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. Oh, no. Don't push him out.
I just kept thinking about how dry it is.
Well, and it's unsanitary.
How?
And...
You always bring this up whenever you watch something. You're like, that's not sanitary. You're really concerned with that.
Well, that's your vag, dude. You fuck up that area.
Let's see the next one. Maybe.
Well, let me process this. You go so fast. I've never seen a woman.
We're trying to get to the bottom of the case.
Can I just feel something for a minute? Okay. And she's got these aggressive piercings all over her vag.
Able to open it quite
I don't
widely.
Like when they spread their cooch open either.
Would you guys go out with this girl?
Well, that's a really cool sound that it makes. That's kind of cool. That's very cool.
Any?
Come on, man.
This is a hard pass.
Come on, man. Okay. Hell no.
Hell no.
But you know what I like? She's out in the sun. She's getting her vitamin D. She's feeling that salty air. Like, I like the ocean. I was thinking like, oh, they're going to bang on the beach. I like the beach.
Yeah, this is not that, though.
That's not that. It's a little more.
This is a woman who put like 40 rocks in her face.
40.
Yeah.
What if I had to specific number? Just
that's not six.
And then does she have to find the smooth rocks?
Look how much she can open it.
That's a lot of open.
I mean, right? Like that is a gaper.
Oh, but I'd
really
be,
skilled performer.
And you know what I'd be worried about is getting them all out, because some of them are really small.
Yeah.
And like, what if they get way up there? That's a problem. That's
right here,
a problem.
I was like, oh, this seems like a nice girl.
Same.
She's like, going for a walk.
The Baltic Sea or something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's kind of cute.
Yeah, she's in Romania or something.
She's such a fucking animal. Okay. Well, this is not it.
No. Okay. She got them little hungry tits, too. She got them little doggy tits.
Oh, you might feel cold.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to describe it.
Come on.
You nailed it. This is it.
This is it? You tell people what you're seeing?
Mm-mm.
There's a woman lying on her back, and another woman poured what appeared to be a creamy white liquid substance on her. And now she's got like 10 hands rubbing her whole body.
I take the massage. That seems nice.
Yeah. Well, what are they massaging her with?
Cum.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is it your cum?
I think it's those 8 guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those are guys.
Yeah.
If it were yours, I'd be like, yeah, rub it in.
Really?
I don't give a shit. Okay. I've had your kids. I've had your
You tolerate it, but it doesn't seem exciting, right? To be like,
it's not
massage with
I
jizz.
Like the multi-massage aspect. Yeah, I'd be like, that feels so nice. Yeah, dude. Like, can I always book 10 guys to massage me?
With jizz?
With jizz.
Yeah. I'd watch that, by the way, just so you know. I'd be like,
yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Next. I don't.
No, no. All right.
Oh, fucking A, man. Why do you make me do this?
This is.
That's it.
Oof. Oh, my God. So a woman. Oh, God. A woman is farting into a woman's mouth, and that woman then.
Okay, I can't. I'm going to.
Closes
die.
Her mouth.
Are we done with this segment? I'm going to fucking throw up and die.
It feels safe to say that this is not the kink you were describing.
I didn't even know this shit existed. How did you even find this?
And you said specific.
Zolo did a deep dive on the porn pages for this. Or is this just your stash?
Well, this is stuff I was like, I don't know, I'm into these. And then he just.
Man, okay, so wait, hold on, walk me through this kink. This is so specific, like,
yes.
So a girl is watching another girl fart into another girl's mouth, and then she carries the fart in her mouth.
She immediately closes her mouth once it's farted in.
Right, and then, has the air.
That into another woman's
mouth. It's like when you blow a cigarette smoke into another person's mouth.
It is.
French, what's that, the French inhale or something? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It was fucking gnarly to watch, though.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested.
I know.
It's a hard pass.
Yeah.
Hard pass. We've talked about this a lot.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
I think
this
we,
is definitely
I think we
my
found
dream.
Mine.
This is my dream, yeah.
Suck it off now.
Oh, God. Can you describe this one?
Yeah. So this is one we've discussed over the years.
It's a dream. Go ahead.
Yeah. Where she's getting done doggy style and her head is in a toilet. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, suck it off now. And then she has to take her head out of the toilet and then beach him.
Yeah. And her head is totally drenched from the toilet
water.
Yeah. This is fucking doing it for me. Just so you know. If you ever want to like be like, what is your ultimate dream?
It would be nice to wash my hair at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. We could shampoo it.
As we're doing.
Would you be into this?
No.
What part of it is not?
I don't like the noose around her neck. That terrifies me. That seems like it's real iffy.
Okay, let's take it off.
That could
now are you into
possibly
it?
Do some stuff. Like, if it, okay, here's the deal. Really?
Yeah.
Like, let's talk
let's turkey. Talk turkey, yeah.
Okay? Remember that time that woman made that fruit punch in a toilet? And she's like,
yeah.
You put the high C, you put the cola, you put the fruit.
Yeah.
But if we bought a fresh toilet
that's
never been shat in from, like, Home Depot.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Like, that's never been shit or pissed in.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Not a big deal. You're just getting my hair wet, you know?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I mean, it's very cool. I like your logic. What if the toilet had like a thorough cleaning? No?
No. It would have to be a freshie. I'm putting my head in a toilet that's like been a toilet.
I think that's what will bug me.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of the thrill, right? Is that I know that what it's been used for, and now your face.
Oh,
is
that's
in it.
What that is? I didn't realize. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's fun to see someone that you care about so demeaned, you know. Now the boys are not into it. All right.
Nobody's into this but you. This is your fantasy. Look how pasty that guy's butt is. I don't like it. Ugh.
Any
he's
you like
gross.
This?
Bro, it's been a long ass day, man. Let me tell you. You guys are really run me fucking through it today. All my deepest fears and anxieties. No, I'm not into it. I'm not into this.
Zella?
I don't hate it.
Nadav?
I mean, yeah, I could be talked into it. Right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
This one, I mean, whatever.
So, did we land on any of your...
No.
And you will tell me later?
Privately.
Of course. Yeah. I'm not going to... I'm respecting your privacy.
I don't need to get all the emails and stuff about...
I respect your privacy.
Okay, let's go.
All right, that's it. That was the last one.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I was like, my eyes were burning. It's horrible. This is horrible.
Yeah.
That my eyes twitching from that. It was so stressful for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's twitching right now. I hate it. Can we talk about something more pleasant?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So I want to tell the mommies about this. We were at the world's finest restaurant on the planet, California Pizza Kitchen. Mm-hmm. This is where our children, my eyes are still twitching. That's how stressed out I was from that segment. My children love, where our children love CPK.
Yeah.
We go there a lot. It's okay. It's not the greatest food, right? Yeah. But it's fine.
I know what we're going to here, yeah. It was fucking, what you're about to describe is super gnarly.
Brah. So like, where Tom just gets his pizza. Mm-hmm. You got your pep pizza.
Yeah.
I look over and there's like an Italian family and then there's like the old dad that's with the family. And I'm watching him. He's done with his meal and he fucking goes into his pocket and he pulls out a flosser, the kind that I use, and starts fully cleaning out his gums and teeth.
At the table.
At the table at yeah. CPK.
And then he would wipe yeah. his flosser with his the napkin they give you, and then he'd go back to it. He didn't give a fuck about anything. That's when you're really done.
You know what's funny? Everybody thinks I use these. I don't. It's a stick with... It's called the gum one. It's a gum for gums.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing.
And you, by the way, you kept pointing him out, just so you know.
That's it. That's what I used, the stick.
Yeah.
And this guy had the stick, and he was like going in and out and in and wiping it.
And you're
like,
look what he's doing. I go, I see it. And then you're like, look at him. I'm like, no, I see it. And you're like, he's still doing it. You were fascinated.
I can't, but in my entire life, I've seen a man pumice the bottom of his feet at a really nice resort hotel in Florida. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that guy scrubbing the bottom of his feet?
Where were we? But where?
West
inside?
Palm.
I know, but inside?
We were at the pool.
At the pool, yeah.
And
that's right. That's
he
right.
took out his fucking pumice stone or whatever.
Yeah, right there, poolside.
Poolside,
animal,
bro.
Animal. You do that in the privacy of your room.
That's so gnarly. I thought I'd never seen anything that I've seen people brushing their hair in like the airport terminals and like getting hair everywhere.
Yeah, but
I've seen people clip their nails.
I've seen that too.
In the airport.
Yeah. I've seen them clip their nails on a flight before, which is kind of
vile. But
you
to
see nail clippings going flying on a plane, you're like, what are you doing? And those people go like, what?
What?
Like, I found time to do this.
Yeah.
I needed to do this.
Let me live my life.
Yeah.
But to see an adult man just fully go for the flossing, I've never seen that.
It was gross. Well, you know one thing about that guy? He's not trying to fuck anymore.
He's not trying to fuck.
Nope.
No, he's fucking you behind up. Him, dude.
He's done the toilet head thing. Your dad did that?
My dad had the most disgusting habits at restaurants. Like, he had one of those flossers that he'd travel with and just always at the end just... The same one. Like, I don't think he ever switched them just like that. And then he did this other really cool thing where he'd always ask for a cup of iced water with lemons in it. And then instead of going to the bathroom to wash his hands from the meal,
my mom did.
He would just take ice and lemon and just go like that over his plate. Yeah. Dump it on the plate. He's like, cool, ready to go.
My mother did the same yeah. thing.
Did you guys ever say anything or no? Is yeah. there a kind of thing that you...
Yeah, you chastise him every time he does it.
And but it doesn't do anything.
No, he's just like, I raised you. Fuck you.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, he's like, you work for me.
You know what my mother would do? Is she would do that too. She'd put her hands in a lemon and take the lemon out and then rub it on her fingers at the table and go, "It's a, my hand smells fishy, fishy smells." Like yeah. if she ate like a fish sure. taco or something. And then that helps get the stink
Sometimes
off.
Sometimes what they do in like nice
Foreigners,
restaurants
dude.
Is they give you a really hot soaked like napkin with lemon in it.
Yeah.
And you wipe your hands with that, right?
Right, but to you don't. Out.
But you don't generally just go like, psh, and stick your hands in water and shit. Like that's kind of.
Wait, and so my mother too would floss at the table. She would bring a stick or the toothpick that they give you. And then instead of doing it blatantly, she would put her hand over her mouth. Like this, like she was shielding,
yeah.
like nobody can
you're like,
see.
I know what you're doing.
Like we all know what you're doing.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
God, that was so gross. That's so funny. That is a foreign. It must be a foreigner.
It's gotta
thing.
Be.
Because yeah. does your mom do shit like that?
No, because her biggest thing is manners, especially at a table.
Right, right.
So you get chastised for an elbow on the table, you know, anything that's like low class. In a dining experience, she loses her mind. So that's why we, you know, belch at the table and stuff. We know it upsets her.
How's her needs? Has she been hitting you up for stuff lately?
What I got her a car. I mean, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Got and my how, man a fucking new car.
And how long will that last for before she has another
it
ask?
It better last for a while.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she did ask to come to a gig. She was like, oh, you know, she didn't ask what she did. She goes, I thought we were going to see you at this gig. I don't want to say where. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I thought so, too. She's like, yeah, I looked up tickets and they're just so much. And I go, but I'm flying you to that gig. She was like, you are? And I go, yeah. And she goes, is it yes, I'll get you tickets or yes, I really want you to come? Because it's always like how you deliver the. If you just go like,
I'm
I
so
got
exhausted.
You. That's not. You have to tell her I would love for you to come.
It's so emotionally exhausting.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I'm dying to see you.
You know? Are you really dying?
Yeah. Are you really dying to see me? And I'm like, yeah, I'm super dying to see you.
Do you know what I noticed about? I won't say, but like. You know when you call somebody or you do answer the phone and then they chastise you for not talking to them enough?
Yeah, or thanks for calling. And you're like, yeah, I just did. I'm the one that just called you.
Right, and doesn't that make you never want to talk to them again?
Yeah, of course.
It's like that has the opposite effect. The same thing of like, well, do you really want me there?
Do you want me there or are you just saying you want me there? I'm like, well, I invited you and you're coming now. I got you the tickets.
Yeah, just be nice. All you have to do is be nice. Be cool. What are you thinking?
Just how annoying it'll be.
Yeah. Can I tell you? This is kind of the nice thing about like
my tour manager. I have the greatest tour manager in
yeah,
the world.
He's amazing.
And he's like, yeah, so when your mom comes to this thing, you know, I figured after the show, you know, you want some time to hang. And I go, not that much time.
Nope.
don't be like banking a bunch of, don't delay us leaving. I go, I'll say my hello and goodbye and everything,
God
but
damn
you know,
it.
We gotta go. We gotta fucking go.
You got a motor, dude. Motor in.
Oh, man. Well, you know what I want to do?
I want to laugh.
I don't.
Let's look at something funny.
How about no violent? Are we going into violence now?
No.
We
did porn. It's like Russian.
Yeah. For Astowishtenet.
That guy fucked up his legs. Holy shit.
And this looks Russian.
Oh, that's Russian, yeah. Holy no, shit.
I don't like this at all.
Wow. I mean... That is... Like, I'm thinking shattered shins right there. He's probably hitting that fucking 70 miles. That's so fast.
I think he fucked up that helicopter, too.
Yeah, that is fucked.
I need to get recalibrated.
Yeah, wow. Good one. Very funny. Let's see here. This is a...
It's like everything awful today. Porn and now violence. I mean...
All right. This is a snowboarding accident.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
You good, bro? Don't do sudden movements like that, man.
That might be the best groan we've ever played on this show. So here's the aftermath. He broke 3 vertebrae in his back. Okay. He fractured his sternum. Spent a couple weeks in the hospital, but he's good. Back to boarding again. He still has some back pain, but he'll have to live with that. He was 10 kilometers away from the nearest road. They had traveled there on a snowmobile. They weren't able to airlift him out due to the high wind, so it was a miserable 2-hour ride in a sleigh behind a snowmobile for him. Holy shit.
Like, he knocked the wind out of himself, right?
Yeah.
To be that.
Well, also,
sad.
If your sternum is fractured and your vertebrae are, you know, you're pretty fucked up. You're not good. You're not good. And now, let's look at a guy stuck between a car and a bus. Oh, a truck. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I saw. This is insane. See how close this truck is to his car? Guess what he does to prevent it from smashing his car? He decides to put his body there.
Oh. That's such a bad idea.
Oh my God.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that was the worst idea. Look how hurt he is now.
And like, your car's not worth it.
God. No, of course it's not worth it. What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Oh boy.
That was unreal.
Real ding dong.
Yep. That was not smart.
Yes, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But really. Wouldn't you do that for one of your nicer cars?
Not put my body between it.
I mean,
no.
A Porsche is pretty expensive.
I don't care.
What about a McLaren?
Yeah, okay.
A McLaren on loaner. Yeah. You don't want to pay for that.
No, I don't want to pay for it.
I would let a truck
smash my body.
What do you think happened to him? His hip, like, he's got to be
smashed. I
think
he has some real fucking damage to his body right now.
Can I see again the truck smashing him?
I mean,
that's got
to
be.
He's like, oh, I don't want this to like get too close to my truck. I'll put my body there.
You can't push the truck.
And then I mean, the
mushes
force of that
mushes him
moving
in the
his whole fucking car, man.
Oh shit. See, that one makes me laugh because he chose to do that.
Yeah.
That was a bad decision.
It was really stupid.
Oh, it looks like his leg is hurt.
His whole body's hurt. This guy's fucked up.
Yeah. I wish we could interview him and be like, do you think that was a good idea, sir?
I bet you I know what that felt like.
Yes, I am a piece of shit. He's a piece
and
of
yes,
shit.
I'm a loser.
Okay. I think it's time. We have been talking about this for a minute. We have, you know, we had a smart off a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Where we had our two smartest guys, Chad and Chris, the two smarty pants, compete for who is smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad won the battle. and is declared the smartest. And Chris would like some redemption. He wants a chance to take the title back.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a new smart off today. We both have a series, a set of questions here and answers. Let me see. Yeah.
Well, and we've all been taking unofficial bets or saying, like, who do we think is going to win here?
It's exciting.
Now, I know that Chris Larson is extremely intelligent. He's a very smart guy. However, I see Chad reading. And smart people read a lot. And he just came out of the educational system. You know what I mean?
Smart guy.
He's in it.
I know. I'm surprised. I didn't know what we had here with him. Do we have two sets of pads and pens there for them so they can write their answers?
Also, should we?
Yes.
Yeah. Here we are. Chris, welcome back.
Yeah, let's get Chris on mic here. Chris, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Do you have a pad and pen?
I do not.
Can we get that for them, please? Tell me when you do have it. And then you do now?
All right, I'm ready to go.
And then, Chad, you have your pad and pen?
I do.
Right before we get going here, is there anything either of you would like to say about the fact that I know there's been some stuff brewing? You guys have been each talking shit. Do you have anything you want to say before we compete?
I would just have to say that, remember, Chad, win or lose, you're still a little bitch.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, Chris has not taken it well the past few weeks. It's been very tense in the editing room.
Is that right?
I'll be editing. He'll just be standing behind me, but like, I wouldn't do that. And he'll walk away.
That's what it's like working with a little bitch. So,
okay. I mean, I have never seen Chris.
I did not know this
like
existed
this
here.
I know. We don't. We all usually get along here.
Everybody gets along at YMH.
Yeah, good energy.
Yeah.
And this is a new thing for two employees to not be getting along like this.
It's really something.
Well, the good thing is once we settle the score once and for all, who's the smarter guy?
Yeah.
Will that settle things between the two of you?
Well, the thing is, if Chris wins, it'll be 1-1.
Oh, shit.
It's almost like you need another one, you know?
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
Do you guys agree that the loser should pay a price?
Yes.
What kind of price are we talking?
Yes. I think, you know, this is a comedy show, and the loser should have to don a Charlie Chaplin mustache for a day.
Not a chance in fucking hell. Want me to look like Hitler for a day? Is that what you're asking?
Charlie Chaplin.
Not the comedian.
Hitler.
This is a
yeah, that's
show.
Definitely the association people will make.
Why do
He'll
you not
say that
like,
guy looks like Charlie
you
Chaplin?
You don't like Charlie Chaplin?
Why like
do you?
Because
he's a Jew?
Silent music.
Are you anti-Semitic?
Genius.
Is that why?
Silent movie genius. Excuse me.
Yeah, one of the greatest comedians of all time,
yeah,
Charlie
he fucking
Chaplin.
Yeah, laid the groundwork for what we do today. You can
yeah,
wear the hat.
Sure,
the
it'll
top
be hilarious.
Hat, and the cane.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do like silent gestures.
Maybe a wristband.
The thick grease paint eyebrows and such.
It's a funny look.
Cigar.
So both of them are opposed to being Charlie Chaplin.
Guys, well then.
I think I'm going to win, so I'm okay with that.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Chris, if
definitely
you're
not wearing a fucking Charlie Chaplin mustache.
Well, Chris, I mean, don't you think you're going
to
win?
Yeah,
so why do you care?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
win. The issue is not whether or not I win. It's whether or not I look like Hitler.
We also don't we also didn't plan for a tiebreaker. Is there a backup round for a tiebreaker? Like if there's a tie, there is?
Or okay. Question, right. Okay. Well, then but what are we going to do? If they're not going to agree to terms, I mean, should we just fire them now?
Yeah. It is disappointing that nobody likes Charlie Chaplin. Fucking silent movie hero.
I'm game.
Did you hear that? Sounds like Chad's a winner. He's got a winning attitude anyways.
Chris, will you do the Charlie Chaplin if you
lose? It's for one
day. For one
day? One fucking
day. You gotta wear a top hat and a cane?
I'll wear the top hat and the cane.
And the mustache.
Not the mustache.
Will you darken that part of your existence? With a washout stuff.
Not a chance.
Not a chance?
No. I don't respect Charlie Chaplin enough, I guess. That's the problem.
That's ridiculous.
Well, what would you think is a fitting punishment?
Yeah.
Nothing that requires me to, you know, get off social media for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's true.
But you don't even like social media.
Yeah, good point, Annie.
Yeah, come on, man.
I still have a reputation, though.
Where?
Yeah.
What platforms?
I'm not talking about the reputation among people. I'm talking about my friends and family.
They're never going to see this.
Oh, my family is definitely going to see this.
They'll be like, what, you think you're fucking Charlie Chaplin now?
Yeah, that's definitely the reaction they'll have. Oh, God.
I mean, okay, well, you pitch something out then. What do
yeah,
you think
what do you
would
think
be
the
a
loser
fitting
should have to do?
Punishment?
I don't know. What does Chad hate?
Ooh. You know, like in sports world, like rookies and stuff have to do things for the veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about if you lose, you have to run some errands for the other person.
Ooh,
go pick up
good.
The food they like, go pick up, you know, their clothes from the cleaners.
While wearing a Charlie Chaplin mustache.
You got to fill their tank up, like that kind of, you got to do a few big errands.
I like that.
For the other person. Exactly what they want.
Be their bitch for a day, basically.
Yes, yes.
That's more appropriate, I think.
Okay. Do you both agree to that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Hey, okay.
You agree to that too?
I'm okay with being a bitch for a day.
Okay, all right.
Bitch
then
for
let's
a
get
day.
Going.
I think it'll be pretty close today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Will it?
Okay.
I mean, after everything we've watched today, my brain's not exactly peak performance. So we'll see.
Already setting the bar low.
Yeah, excuses, Chad. Yeah. What was that?
I like it.
I mean, fuck you, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
F-U-C-K.
Okay. All right. You each have a pen and paper, right?
Yep.
You write down your answers. You just show them over your shoulder, and then we tell the answer. Okay?
Copy that.
All right. You want
to
go first?
And do they have a time limit on how long they have
do
to answer the question? They're both very adept.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do the first question. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Now, just so you know, these questions have stayed between Tom and myself and Zolo. These are just the three of us. No one else has seen them.
They're random.
And yes, they're official. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. What part of the brain deals with hearing and language? What part of the brain deals with hearing and language?
Write down your answers. Please show them over your shoulder. And when we know you've written them, we will reveal the answer.
Or do you want to do all the answers at the very end? Let's do it that way.
You want to do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Then just number your answers, yeah? Number them.
I think that's more.
Okay. Next question. Are you both ready?
Ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. What is the next prime number following the number 37? The next prime number following the number 37. All right. You guys let us know when you've answered. And
we'll I think there. I'm ready.
Okay. Yep.
Chad?
I'm ready.
All right, guys. Question number three. What is the recurrence of similar sounds, especially consonants, in close proximity called? What is the recurrence of similar sounds, especially consonants in close proximity called?
It's a good one. These are all good questions.
I don't know any of them. I mean, I've already failed
so
the exam.
So far, yeah. I think I went through how many I would get correct, and it wasn't that many.
No.
Ready for next?
Yeah. Yes? Both? Okay. Give Chad some time here.
Do you think I'm fucking retarded?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, academia. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I know this one. I just can't think of the word.
Oh, that's how it goes.
I guess I missed this one.
Don't do our team like this, Chad.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Okay. What is the name of the tallest mountain in the U.S.? The name of the tallest mountain in the U.S.
Let's see who's writing quickly. It looks like Chris is quick to write his answers.
Poutine.
And Chad is struggling a little more on this round.
Well, you know, wide variety of questions.
Cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
He had a trouble remembering the word.
Yeah, it happens.
For something.
It happens.
That's interesting.
Are you guys ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Wow, okay, Chris is always ready. Here we go. Number five. What is the thinnest layer of the earth? What is the thinnest layer of the earth?
You gotta get it going, bud.
Wow, Chris quickly writing. Oh, Chad too. Very quick. Oh, wow. Those guys knew it. Confident. He's making eye contact. Chris is ready to go on.
Yes.
Wow. Look at you. The tension between these two competitors.
Here's a good one. How old is the universe?
Wow. How old is the universe?
It's the scientifically accepted age of the universe.
Don't be retarded.
Chris looking a little perplexed. Chad. Oh, Chad's got the answer. Looking to Zolo for verification. Good. Chris thinking. And also, Chris wore a different sweater today. He's usually wearing his leather jacket and today wore his sweater.
No, he always wears this, right?
He just started wearing always this, I thought.
Uh-uh. I've got it for him for Christmas.
Oh, so it's been 3 months now that he's had a new sweater.
Wow.
Tommy likes his jacket.
He does.
Dr. Drew is like fucks bitches like crazy.
All right.
Number seven. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet?
Imagine a pig with tits.
Huh.
Hmm.
Chad writing very quickly.
Yeah.
Chris doing some calculations in his mind.
Do those calculations.
Going through the alphabet.
Hmm.
I straight on you.
Yeah.
Did you know this one, Tom?
I did not. I did not know that one. So far, I would have one correct.
I wouldn't have any.
I'll reveal to you later.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
This one I would also get correct. What is the number of players on the field on each team in a football game? The number of players on the field on each team in a football game.
We're obviously talking American football, right?
We are talking U.S. American football.
Wow, Tom, no.
Fuck.
I don't know if Chris watches American football. He might be watching soccer. He's a very cultured guy. We don't know. I would definitely not get this one right.
Yeah.
I don't know much about football.
That would be my second correct guess.
Yeah, I have none right at this point.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready.
Next one, here we go. Number nine. What is the symbol for mercury on the periodic table? The symbol for mercury on the periodic table.
Adult.
Now, Tom, fun fact, I never took chemistry in high school. That's how stupid I was.
I did. And remember quite clearly that I got a D for delicious.
Yeah, I failed after like the first 2 weeks, and then I opted to take some other classes instead.
Real, real bad.
Me too. I was covalent bonds and such. Mm-hmm. Don't know.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Chad, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Dang, did you hear how he checked on Chad? He was like, I'm ready. Chad, are you?
This is a good one.
This is a good. I'd know this one. This is the one I might know.
The next one that I got correct.
Yep.
What is the birthplace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Patty O'Callaghan should know this one.
I'm sure he does.
He just converted.
The birthplace of our Lord and the only Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Where was J.C. born?
The only acceptable religious
correct
leader.
Now, this next one, you should point out that we're talking about the current, the most light, you know, because they've had evolutions.
Well, that's okay.
No, I'm saying it can't be the five-year-old one, right?
Right, right.
It's a consistent one for years now, but still, right?
Okay. Okay, then I think you need to come up, because I would have answered it.
You would have answered it differently?
With this.
Well, it's been this now for quite a while, though.
Okay.
Did it change in the last 5 years? I'm not aware of.
No. The next question. Do you want to ask it?
I do. Okay, guys. Your final question, number 11. What is Tom's Starbucks order? What is Tom's Starbucks order? Chris immediately going to write. Chad as well.
It's been this for a while now.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a listener, you know.
You know, you know. If you've been to
Falcon Car Wash,
you know what it is.
They've been writing. All right.
Very exciting now.
Okay, guys. Here we go. Do you want to do the answers?
Sure.
This is so fun. All right, guys. Here it is. I'm going to start tallying all the right. answers.
One sec. They're writing down the last answers.
Tell me when you're ready.
It looks like we're all tallied up, right?
All right, we're ready. All right, boys.
All right, this is it.
It is Chad versus Chris, round two. Who is smart? Number one, first question. What part of the brain deals with hearing and language? The answer is
Chris.
I put temporal lobe.
And Chad?
Cerebellum.
Chris, you are correct.
Wow. Whoa! One for Chris.
Chad?
You are completely retarded.
Okay.
Number two. What is the next prime number following the number 37?
Chris?
I put 41.
Chad?
I put 51, but I believe it's wrong.
Correct. Chris, you are correct. Wow. Again, 41.
Chris, two.
Wow, Chris.
Two in a row.
I really like that.
Yeah, he's making his
stop the steal.
Strong. Strong open.
Annie, how are you feeling with your horse right now?
Oh, I'm just, you know, it's almost like you could have done better, Chad. Professor over here, huh?
Hey, it ain't
how come
over
you're not
yet.
Teaching anymore,
it's
man?
2-0 right now. Yet. It's not over yet. Okay, here's a really interesting one. The third question is, what is the recurrence of similar sounds, especially consonants, in close proximity called? Chris?
Alliteration.
Chad?
I blanked on that one.
The answer is consonants.
You're both wrong.
Yeah.
Consonants.
Consonants is the answer.
So you're talking about like seashells by the seashore?
We're talking sure. about especially consonants, and it doesn't have to be at the
Chris, if you haven't figured this out, we're too dumb to even break down the
questions. Yeah, you're asking the wrong people, sweetie.
I'm only good at reading.
All right, I'm gonna have to
debate
that one.
Consonance.
I'm gonna have to call a flag on that play. We're gonna need to put that one up for review.
Zolo, what do you think?
Consonants.
Consonants
and alliteration are different things.
Yeah, alliteration is what you just said, right?
Alliteration has to be at the beginning of words.
Consonants yeah, alligators, alleys.
Wow, Zolo.
Smart Zolo.
He just graduated from college, Zolo.
I feel like that's a technical difference.
All right. Well, you're 2-1. Chad is 0-3. Moving on.
Well, now hold on. Let's debate this because it's three currents of similar sounds, especially consonants, right? Not vowels.
Right.
In close proximity. That's different than the first letter.
It's sort of like
word.
You're saying consonants in all squares are rectangles, all rectangles are not squares kind of thing, where like if something is an alliteration, it's also consonants, but it's not consonants if it's alliteration.
No. I don't understand what you just said.
Yeah, I don't
what I'm saying is alliteration is where the first letter, to Zolo's point, this is consonants in close proximity.
Okay. Hey,
you
know what?
The word consonants.
This is so boring.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to make sure. I don't want him to feel like he's got a leg to stand on with this horse shit.
I know.
I have led.
Let's move on. Okay. Chris, right now I'm feeling a lot of...
Stolen valor!
Let's go.
Jesus.
So,
I just want credit where credit is due.
Number four. What is the name of the tallest mountain in the U.S.? What do you have there, Chris?
I put Mount Whitney.
And Chad?
The answer is Denali.
Wow.
You're both incorrect.
Wrong.
No. It's McKinley, which is Denali.
Oh.
Yeah, we can accept Denali.
Okay.
Oh, then wow.
They renamed it back to its native name.
I am blown away.
Wow. Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, you have to give him that one then.
Yeah, dang. There you go. Then you have your first correct answer.
Finally.
Wow, Chad.
On the board.
You're on the board. It's 2-1 right now, correct?
Yeah.
2-1?
Yep.
Yes. Next up, what is the thinnest layer of the earth called?
The crust.
Chad?
Crust.
Both correct.
Both correct. Wow.
3-2.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ooh, this is where things can really turn. Guys. How old is the universe?
I mean, who knows that one even?
Mm.
I put 6 billion.
Okay.
That's typically, okay, go ahead.
I put 13 billion.
I mean, the answer that I was given here is 13.7.
Closest wins, right?
Yeah, I would give that to Chad. He was pretty close.
That's pretty close.
Okay, then.
Wow.
Concedes.
What a good sport.
Yeah. That is. That's very good. Yeah. Wow. Typically, I hear about 6 for the Earth, but the universe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I would not have gotten it correct.
No, I would never guess that.
The next question. So are we 3-3 right now?
I think we're 3-3, yeah. We're tied up. I think we're 4-3, but.
Yeah. Okay. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet?
I put delta.
Okay.
I put gamma. I think
it's gamma.
It's gamma. It's gamma.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember that one.
Are we seeing the tides turn here?
Wow. Chat.
And did you have that money on this? Do you have money on it?
$100, baby. What's up, Dove?
Let's go, Dove.
Where you at?
Oh, easy, my God. I am vibrating with excitement.
1, 2, 3, 4. It is 4
bet
to
you,
1, 2, 3.
Bet you didn't see this coming when they hired me, did you, Chris?
No, but I will enjoy it when they get rid of you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Here, I almost feel like I know what's going to happen on this next one. And it means that you're going to have to really step up here towards this home stretch. All right, the next question. The number of players on each team on the field during a football game?
12?
Chad? I'd
put 11.
It's 11.
Fucking hell.
5-3. Chad's in the lead.
No, you got to come through strong here at the end, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Then I can do about it now.
Okay. The next question. Who went to chemistry class? What is the symbol for mercury on the periodic table?
I put HG.
Chad?
Chris is right. It's HG.
Oh.
Wait, what does that mean?
It is HG.
It is.
Okay.
You both had it.
I was going to say, are you just stealing my answer right now?
No, I was also right.
Okay.
So now it's 6-4. If I...
Oh, my God.
...were Chris Larson... Right now,
I am. So
I
anxious.
Would be
sweating like a black man.
Now,
I'm so nervous for them.
This one you got to get right. What's the hometown, the birthplace of Jesus Christ?
I put Bethlehem.
I put Bethlehem too.
Okay, good.
Correct.
You're both right.
Oh, I thought it was Jerusalem. Whoops.
Yeah,
gosh, okay. That's why it's
you
so
need to go back
tricky.
To school. We're sending you to camp as soon as this is over.
All right, well,
Patty, sign that up right away. So, what is the score?
I lost count. What is it?
I think it's 7-5.
7-5.
7-5.
Fuck. Well, let's see what you can do here. What is my Starbucks order, Chris?
The venti iced latte with extra ice and a splash of milk.
So cool.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. You know, the wording is.
I beg to differ, Tom. As a former barista in summer of 1997,
well,
I
hold
have
on.
To inform you.
Let's see
what does Chad say.
Yeah,
go ahead, Chad.
We don't need to know what I put. I mean,
I'm
already.
Like we need to.
That was the tiebreaker.
But we still need to know
let's
if Tom's about to beat your ass or not.
I did say extra ice, so I knew that part.
What'd you write?
I put iced coffee, extra ice with cream.
Ugh, you guys are both wrong.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Listen, an iced coffee is different than a latte. I'm so sorry. It's a venti iced coffee with extra ice and just a splash of oat milk. So both of you are wrong, but Tom beat the shit out of both of you. And I know this because I've gotten it.
Chad?
You got that beautiful mouth.
So we got to congratulate Chad. I mean, he's the winner. He won the competition. He's two for two.
I was sweating for a little bit there at the beginning.
I could imagine you were. Yeah, I mean, it came out of the gate strong. Chris did, and then you switched it. The momentum switched, and this is now your title. So, Chris,
okay, you come.
You
you're going to be Chad's errand boy.
You're
going
to be his bitch.
And what if one of those errands is to dress like Charlie Chaplin?
There are limits on what I will do.
But but will you go pick up the food he likes? And
I will go pick up his lunch order. I will.
Wow.
I guess do other things. I don't know what he has in mind.
Will you?
I got a couple things. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Massage your little hole.
No.
I'm not gonna do that. Yeah.
This is going to change everything. To well, Chad, will you be talking more shit now to Chris because of your victory?
I mean, he's 2-0 now.
Well. I mean, Chris is actually a pretty smart guy, and like, if I actually thought he was dumb, I probably wouldn't say it out loud. I would just think it quietly to myself.
That's true, yeah.
That being said, he is a piece of shit.
Eat shit and die, Chad.
Wow. This has just made things way worse in this community.
I mean, this is just, it's one of the best things I've experienced working here.
I saw the video he made last time. It's stupid.
Stupid. Dang, you guys.
Chris, someone can't take some criticism.
What's your main beef with Chad, just so we know? Because we don't get to hear much from you.
I mean, he lords around those winning trivia, you know, around the office. Thinks he's so smart and he's dumb as fucking bricks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my eyes.
Well, what do you think would be an accurate measurement of intelligence? Like,
that's the thing. If we're being honest, I don't think there's an accurate measurement.
Well, there's an IQ test we could give.
But
IQ
I don't
test.
Think that's actually an accurate measurement of intelligence, because people have different levels of intelligence. I mean,
true,
and different types of intelligence, emotional,
in different fields,
logical,
sure,
mathematical, whatever. So it's really what are we specialized in? And I mean, he clearly has some leg up on me on certain issues, and I have a leg up on him on other issues.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. And I think that's what this test kind of showed.
Will you be able to move forward and work with him?
I can push through, I think.
You do think so? Yeah. What do you think he does well as far as work?
As far as work? I mean, he's thorough. He is, if there's an issue, he makes the effort to correct it. And as a department, post-production, what we do.
I like this.
We get...
So you're not saying that he's bad at his job.
He's not bad at his job. He's great at his job.
Okay.
I think we're doing a better job because he's here.
That's great. Okay.
Wow. That's really
even
nice.
Even if he is a little bitch.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's very sweet. Yeah.
You know, I think I can live with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great crew, and a couple of them just think the other one's a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, I've told Nadav this a couple times now, but I'm like super grateful to be here and feel lucky to work with all of you, except for Chris, of course.
Right.
But yeah, like just I can't imagine like doing anything I was doing before. I mean, this is way more fun and way cooler.
Good.
Yeah. Well,
I can hate and respect someone at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That's wow.
That.
Jesus Christ.
Hate.
All right. Well, thank you guys for participating.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And, please follow up with how your errand day goes for us. And I imagine Chad will have a lot of things he asks you to do.
Oh, I'm sure he's excited about that day. All right. Go fuck yourself, Chad.
Okay. Wow. Strong words at the end.
Let
there.
Let him know.
Jeez, Tom. Well, that was surprising. You know, the alchemy of the staff has changed.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a new era.
Yeah, yeah.
Chad's pretty at the cool. top of the intelligence chain.
That's two for two.
Does anybody feel like they could challenge Chad?
Yeah, do you guys feel like
does anybody feel
Chad?
As though they're the smartest and we've overlooked them in there?
Oh, where if one of us wants to challenge Chad?
Do you?
I mean, I thought I was dumber than Chris, so I don't think I stand a chance. But
and then,
I mean, I'm up. As long as it's a different...
Henny, you won the 100 bucks.
Yeah.
You feel good?
Yeah, 100.
You think you could beat him?
Chad?
Yeah.
In like an IQ test, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I mean, that might be interesting, do a little IQ test off.
I think an IQ, because that's a different thing.
It's a different
thing, problem solving, logic puzzles. And Annie's brain is extremely analytical. I mean, he's our tech guy. He's obviously intelligent.
I don't think he's not intelligent. I'm wondering if, you think you could beat him in the trivia thing? No.
Not absolutely not. Trivia's... I'm the least educated person within a 20-mile radius. But,
okay.
Yeah.
but in the IQ thing, you think you might
IQ, yeah. I have a chance, at least.
I have a chance. I like it. All right.
We actually just got a text from the front office. Danny thinks that he could beat Chad.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I had
Sweet
no...
Danny boy.
I welcome any challengers.
Danny thinks he can, and Danny's fresh out of college. See, that's the advantage you have when you're just out of school. Like, they remember this stuff right off the dome. You mean it's been 20 years since we've been in school.
I mean, Danny's intelligent. I didn't realize he was a bio major.
He was starting to become a doctor.
Oh,
what is he doing
here?
Having the most fun of his life?
I know. What is he doing here?
What is he doing?
He was a bio major, dude.
Wow. Yeah. I bet you he knows a lot of stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
And he'd probably do really well in the trivia portion.
So maybe Chad's going to have to defend his title against
Danny. I think he's going to have to. He fucking wants all the smoke. I'm down.
Yeah. And I think we need to make the stakes higher on this next
one.
Yeah,
we do.
The loser's got to really pay a fucking price. No pussying out.
Yeah. This bitch thing's fun, though. Person you beat, just fucking go get me breakfast.
That's a YMH exclusive.
Yeah, you
got to
have them make you, like, go get your donuts, whatever the fuck you want. And
I might have him make me do, like, a positive Instagram post that he does about me.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
He's yours for the day.
I'll just make sure it's on his posting day.
Just don't do sexual favors, because then it really brings some of the, you know, like, employer-employee things. Like, you can't be like, hey, you got to jerk me off or something like that.
Yeah.
I got you. Wink, okay. Wink.
Thanks. That's a great idea, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
I was really worried that Chad would abuse that. He doesn't seem like
that. I guess
that.
I was thinking what I would ask him to do, so.
And especially if you need, like, a pedicure or something, Chad.
Yeah. Oh, my. He's definitely not going to do that.
Show me that you like me.
Okay. Oh, man.
That's exciting, Chad. Yeah. Good for you.
It's got to feel good. Two for two, man.
Feels great.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Dude, I literally knew, like, one, like the Jesus one.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah. Here's what I knew.
Your order.
I just happened to know. I did know temporal lobe.
I would have said frontal.
I knew 11 players.
Nope.
Bethlehem
didn't know that.
And coffee, obviously. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe the crust. I would have said like the mantle.
It's possible that I would have guessed that. I just don't, at the top of my head, I don't know what I would have guessed.
Yeah, I don't remember these words anymore. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's so funny. Like, you learn all this stuff in school, and then real life is nothing but stupid shit over and over that you never have to know anything. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll pay my bills. I'm making work.
Yeah.
It's like
stupid
shit. Wow. That was super cool, guys.
All right. Could you get this one right?
What is the end?
Wait, but what is the N word?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he didn't know. I have a would you rather.
What's your would you rather?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather, in every photograph of you moving forward, anytime a camera is on you,
mm-hmm.
and keep in mind you're touring constantly, you're meeting fans,
sure.
you're doing press, you might go on like Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Every time you're on camera, everybody, welcome Tom Segura, you have to give the double bird. You're
the double bird every time?
Every time. It's like a picture with you and your mother, it's Christmas morning, it's fuck you, double bird.
Yeah.
It's you with our children.
Always.
Like
every
Ellis.
Photo's a double bird.
Julian's,
I already hate it.
Julian's sitting on your lap, your 3-year-old, and you're double birding. It's like photos of us as a family loving, and you're doing this.
Right.
Okay. It's that for the rest of your life, and you can't tell people like, oh, it's a dare. Ugh. People will just assume like, oh, it's Tom Segura's new thing that he's this guy.
Because
this is an identity.
It is, especially if you're getting to your 60s and 70s. That's really an identity.
What are you doing?
Why is that old man flicking everybody off? Yeah.
Because it is. Some people do it, and it's so aggressive.
Some people ask for it. That's one of the weirdest things to me. If someone is like, can I get a picture? And they're like, give it the finger. I'm like, why?
Why would you
like,
want
you
that?
You know, for the photo. And I always go like this.
Yeah. Because it is a very aggressive move. It's not a great gesture to have on camera.
I don't like it.
It's horrible. Okay. So, if you don't like that one, the alternative is that you have to wear black eyeshadow, like black eye makeup.
What?
Everywhere.
Black
and
eyeshadow?
Black eyeshadow, like black eyeshadow and then black eye makeup, like cat eye makeup. And that's your new, you're like mystery.
Yeah.
Remember that guy, Mystery? And that's your new thing.
Black eyeshadow on a man too is really.
You're like Dave Navarro.
Yeah. It's really like.
Yeah, like that, but then with black eyeshadow, like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And that's another one where people are like, why is Tom Segura just wearing black eye makeup? Like, you start doing it at your live shows, you're doing press, you're with your family, your mother.
It's honestly, it's not as bad as the double bird.
You think so?
Yeah. The double bird in every photograph for the rest of your life is like, I just, you know, I just start to have to wear bracelets and the eyeshadow. A lot of like silver chains, thumb rings. A lot of new leather outfits shit, and I just be like, yeah,
that's your
kind
new,
of, I'm
like,
kind of a rock guy now.
Yeah, yeah, it's like your kid's graduation from high school, yeah, and you're the dad, but you're like, you've got a beard, and yeah, then, do you shave the beard, though, or you leave it?
I'm certainly, it would look better without the beard.
The beard eyeshadow.
Yeah, a lot of new jewelry, a lot more leather in my wardrobe.
Yeah, but what if I don't like let it. You do that? I think I want you just to wear the eye makeup.
Like, just like this outfit? Eye makeup.
That's the difference. I'm not gonna let you do that. I think it's just the eye makeup.
I think the fact that it's just the eye makeup is that people would always be like,
"That's what
you
I'm
know,
saying."
They'd be curious. They'd be like, "Is that? What is he? What's on your eye?" I'd be like, "What? Oh no, I just yeah.
I just like eyeshadow. What? What?
Just kind of, you know what I mean? Just a little context, or I mean, little contrast,
little flavor,
texture. Just looks good.
Yeah." You're such a masculine guy, and like that's your thing.
It's really interesting that you did that.
Would you? So, what do you choose? The double bird? Because
I think the double bird is obnoxious.
They're both going to ruin your life in different ways.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess. Like, you know what? You could do the double bird
so
thing.
Aggressive.
Is if you just refuse pictures.
But it's like this show. Literally every time, welcome to your mom's house. I'm Tom.
It's
Segura.
Not a photograph.
No, every time a camera is on you.
Every time a camera is on?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
You should take a picture.
No, anytime a camera is on you. Hey, guys, welcome to your mom's house. I'm Tom Segura.
Hey, good morning, America. How you doing?
Yeah.
My new book is out.
You're doing press for your book. And you're like,
I'd like
to
play
alone,
please. Fuck you.
Yeah. Like, just think of the friends you'll attract.
Yeah.
On both ends.
Jesus Christ. Do you get to just do it once? Can you just do it once?
What do you mean once?
If a camera's on, just one time.
I'm Tom Segura. Yeah. But people just think it's your new tick. Like, it's your thing. And then, so when you go to shows, everyone in the audience is like, Tom Segura!
Hey, man, fuck you! Yeah. That would be their new bikes. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And your merch is all double bird.
All fuck you. Everything's fuck you.
I
you know
hate
what?
That
I think
so
it
much.
I think it would work. I'm switching. I'm going back to double birds.
I hate it so much. It's so
it's a lot.
It's just too aggressive.
It is a lot.
Too much.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Any hoodles.
Let's
can we do some talks?
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
What? Yeah. Bitch.
Bitch, here I go.
Are you ready?
Bitch, here I go. Oh, I'm.
You're always ready.
Mom shades on. Let's go.
Hi, guy. I'm a forest. I'm swim. What are you doing? Yeah.
I like his outlook. He seems like really happy.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in, I'm assuming it's like Vietnam or something.
Looks like Lake Austin. Yeah. What are you talking about?
And he needs the perfect smile. That's clear.
He does.
Yeah.
No, he's just, I thought that would be like a happy way.
It is a nice happy way to start things. I'm sure it's going to go downhill from here.
Yeah.
So. Holy shit.
It's a kangaroo fight.
Oh, yeah. They can
actually
absolutely fuck you up, just so you know.
Yeah, those are two. Or, no, those are kangaroos. It could be wallaroos.
Do you know how a kangaroo typically would fuck up a human being?
They rip your nuts off, right?
No, it's the rear leg, the hind leg.
Yeah. They will kick the fuck out of you.
Oh, yeah. So they have these incredibly long, like, talons on their hind legs. And they jump up towards you, like, so it's jump, strike. And disembowel you. Just open you wide up.
That's great. And they look so sweet and cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh, it's a kangaroo. That thing will fucking kill you.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not even as big as they get. Those are
smaller. No, those are small ones. Yeah.
So I learned this on this TV show I've been watching. There's a wallaroo.
which is the littlest kangaroo.
Yeah.
Wait, a wallaby, a wallaroo, and then a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And the wallaby is the smallest, the wallaroo is the middle, and the kangaroo's the biggest. And they can be like 6 feet tall at Christmas trees, kangaroos.
Oh, yeah.
And some kangaroos are jacked as fuck, too. Like, their arms are super jacked.
Yeah.
Like, Google like muscular kangaroo.
That's terrifying.
Because a wallaroo is the middle one. So that one doesn't get as big.
Bruh.
Yeah, like, look at the arms on some of these things, dude.
Bruh. Yeah.
That thing flexing on you.
How about that picture above there? Go above to the right.
What?
Far right.
The
yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Look at that standing there. That thing benches like 500 pounds. Easy. It does look like it's on roids.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Fucking badass.
Yeah, dog. See that thing jumping?
Hey, yo. We're on Bourbon Street. And I just bleached my hair. Oh!
So,
how much disdain do you have for this guy?
So much. Especially because bleaching your hair, as I know personally, is a very delicate, time-consuming, careful.
Right? You just dunk your head in. Like, I'm just thinking, like, please show it running into his eyes.
Oh, that's got to burn.
Yeah.
And then
does that's what the scream's about.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
And then does he have his car keys around his neck? Is that what I'm seeing?
Looks like it.
Is that so that he doesn't drive, hopefully?
I don't know.
Or that he doesn't lose his car keys?
He doesn't wear a shirt, so I don't know if he has pants.
Is that something they offer on Bourbon Street? Where they're like, hey, bleach your hair. Like, get faded and bleach your own hair.
It's such a disgusting place.
I know. This is the Margaritaville.
It is a disgusting
of America.
Place. You know, I mean, it's a touristy trap. It's fucking garbage.
Yeah. It is.
It just smells like vomit and like hot pussy, like hot, sweaty pussy.
Yeah. I know. I've never even been there, but I imagine.
It's fucking gnarly.
It sucks. It's like LA, like the Sunset Strip, like, the Saddle Ranch, right? Like that kind of vibe.
It is that. It's the Saddle Ranch. Imagine 40 of them next door to each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of eyes closing. I mean, we open them every now and then because we got to see where we're at. But most of the time our eyes are closed. The reason being is each one of us are imagining the one man or woman that we're actually attracted to. They can't really excite you because it's someone that you're not really choosing to do you. If you're good enough, you could actually put that face on the person that you're working with. We stay wet that way. The fluffers help that job, too. It's just a mindset thing. Once you're in the front of the camera, that's when you got to switch on.
Really nice video.
Really are you nice. Familiar with her work?
I don't know.
Are you a fan?
I'm not familiar with her. I mean, it was a nice insight into the world of pornography.
Mm-hmm. Well, apropos our earlier discussion.
Close your eyes and picture somebody else on there. It's nice. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you picture somebody else when they're farting in your mouth, like we saw.
Like somebody whose fart you'd want to have? Yeah. Who's that?
Then there's scenarios that would just motivate you. Like the toilet would obviously, I think that would probably work with anyone.
Mm.
You know?
Motivate you?
Well, like, I don't think I have to picture somebody else. If I'm with someone and their head's in the toilet, I'm there and I'm ready.
You're present. Yeah. That's true. You can't really hide on that scenario.
And I'm not like, oh, who should this be? I'm like, this works.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's true. It's
very exciting.
It's cool.
Thanks, Lilith, for the story.
We've had a lot of people with no teeth lately.
Is that what's going on with her? Because I was like, she has a certain way of speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no teeth. Yeah.
Her makeup is really specific.
It's goth makeup.
Yeah.
This is a goth style.
Yeah.
This is what I would consider kind of an OG goth style with the lace and then the dog collar, the bondage collar.
Cool.
It's not my particular goth style when I was goth, but it is a style.
Okay. Let's move on.
Можешь не волноваться. Красотка, красивая. Да-да, ты. Тихо.
You want a pet fox?
That's actually really cute. I thought we were waiting for him to kill it or something, but it's very cute.
Da-da, titi.
Yeah.
This is Russian, fox. Yeah. Look how cute the fox is.
It is. And making that little sound, he's brushing it. Like yeah. you would your dog at home. It's really sweet.
Yeah, I didn't know yeah. people could have foxes as pets.
Most of all, I'm surprised that you put this in here.
I need a palate cleanser yeah. after the toothless porno lady. Just another day on the J train.
Yeah.
Anybody about how long MTA will clean?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
That was fucking horrible. A guy just eating over the bench. Like, what's he eating there?
Like probably a pineapple or corn.
Fruit, and he just like threw it on the fuck, aggressively threw it on the ground. That's what stood out the most is how hard he threw that shit down.
It's like corn. Eating corn. Like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
That's how our toddler does.
That is so hard. Wow. Yeah.
That's exactly how my toddler. Yeah. But that's the kind of stuff that makes New York fun, I yeah. think, is that these crazies. I love all these train crazies. This is really neat.
The train is fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your little pussy belongs to me. You're going to learn to do what I fucking tell you to.
What do you think of this cool guy?
I mean,
doesn't he get a guitar riff or you're going to leave him out?
Is his whole account like this? Because it's very cool. This clip is extremely cool. Can you pull that up?
I'm gonna piss myself laughing.
Yeah, we're looking for it.
Yeah,
but it's definitely a re-upload.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, the quality is
all right.
Bad.
The quality is shit.
I mean,
yeah,
this is part of Horny Thursday.
Your little pussy belongs to me. You're going to learn to do what I fucking tell you to.
It seems really real.
Yeah, and this one is real.
No, no, I'm saying like, this doesn't seem playful or fun. You know?
He owns your pussy, Tom.
I know. I wonder if this is to followers or to someone specific.
I think it's to specific. Yeah. Like,
I wonder if she likes it, the one who's
yeah.
doing this.
Well, yeah.
How do you know?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like they've had a dialogue and this is part
his
of
eyes have like a psycho quality to mm-hmm. them, you know? That part I like.
I mean, I don't imagine, like, remember that guy we played on that, was it last episode? Mm. Where he was like, okay, so you got a great mouth and you've got pretty eyes
yeah,
and you
yeah.
do it for daddy, say goodnight to me or whatever. Like,
yeah.
that didn't have the intensity and familiarity.
This is really intense.
And yeah. familiar.
Yeah.
So I think there's a rapport established.
Okay.
I want to say.
Let's go. Man.
Yeah. This is in reference to the earlier gentleman bleaching his hair on Bourbon Street. That is steam coming off the top of this woman's head. This is why you should never dye your hair at home. And I'm assuming she's using bleach or some kind of chemical that's burning the shit out of her head.
This is really fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's why you don't do this.
Holy shit.
On your own? It's risky business. Risky business.
This made me really sad.
Thanks. Really? That yeah. made you sad?
Yeah. That was way worse than the guy's fucking sternum cracking.
Really?
Yeah.
This makes me laugh because as a woman, like, everyone's done shit like this to themselves as a girl. We're like, oh, I just burned off my pubes. I just spilled nail polish remover on my vagina. I just fucking fried my hair. Oh, okay. Right, tell them what you saw.
There's a lady sitting on a chair at the mall, barefoot. Would she touch them?
She rubs her bare feet.
Yeah.
First of all, she's sitting in a mall chair
yeah,
on the open, reading
chair.
A book.
Yeah.
She's sitting on her feet, and she's rubbing
oh,
her
yeah.
bare feet
yeah.
bottoms and then smiling and touching her feet.
I don't like her. I don't like anything about her.
I thought that was pretty fucking amazing.
God.
How are you not tickled by this stuff?
It's a
Man.
Rough batch.
Yeah.
What?
It's a rough batch.
I can't believe you guys. We had injuries, porn, and you guys don't think this is the best thing you've seen today?
No.
I'd rather see a whole lot more injuries than these curations.
Yeah.
This is what?
Not really upsetting.
This is
stuff.
Not what I'm not liking this.
God,
batch.
Pussy alert. What is happening? Is everybody on their period?
Hey everybody on TikTok, this is a quick update. I was able to raise $100 out of the $310 that I need to keep my electric on, but I still need to come up with $210. So if there's any way anybody could help me out by sending me something, by cash-apping me something, That would really help me out because I really need it. Thank you. God bless.
That's it? That's why you get money?
He needs to pay his bill.
Hey, I'm having trouble with the electric bill. Here's where to send it.
Right. What? There's no even like sob story. Like, give me a story.
You're not hot.
No. And his hair.
That's
but his
the other
hair,
way you get it, right? You're hot.
His hair looks great, though.
His hair is fucking fire. If he would have been like, you want the secrets to this? Cash App.
Right. Hey, do you want this hairstyle? I can give it to you. Cash App.
Get out of your fucking mind.
He's out of his mind.
All right. We got to run.
That's it?
Yeah, well, that's it.
Don't leave on such a sourpuss.
It's your fucking curation.
Can we watch the fox getting pet again? I don't want you to leave negative. Leave
all right,
happy.
I'll do one more.
Are the kangaroos fighting? Something.
Here are 10 things that I believe every woman needs to hear. Number one, everyone has roles when they bend over. Number two, when someone tells you that you are beautiful, believe them. Ugh. They aren't lying. Number three, well, sweetheart, we all wake up with bad breath sometimes.
Jesus.
Number four.
Super unsettling.
For every woman who is unhappy with her stretch marks.
Is he reading this?
There's another woman who wishes she had them.
All right.
Number five. You should definitely have more confidence. And if you saw yourself the way others see you, you definitely would. Number six.
He could have stopped
it. Don't look for a man to save you. By God, be able to save yourself.
All right.
Number seven. It's okay not to love every part of your body.
This guy is really
into this. But you should. And the man that you are with, he should also.
Okay.
Number eight. Everyone has that one friend who seems to have it all together.
Uh-huh. They don't.
That woman with the seemingly perfect life. Well, you might be that woman to someone else.
Oh.
He's such a
Number
wise
nine,
sage.
You should be a priority. Not an option. A last resort. And by God, never be someone's backup plan.
Oh, fuck.
And number 10.
That's it. Well, come on. Spit it out.
You are a woman.
Okay.
That alone makes you amazingly incredible and quite remarkable.
Okay.
Have a beautiful day.
He's really trying to. You know what he is? He's if Queens Above 18 like could read. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the exact same guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's just articulate.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes picks up books, mm-hmm. but it's the same hustle, you know?
Same hustle. This is the guy that says, that calls himself a feminist.
Yeah.
This is the same racket when a guy's like, I'm a feminist. Like, oh, okay.
Let's make some videos. I want to see them. I want to laugh.
Yeah, this is the I see you, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Women are
This is all a hustle to get laid. Yeah. It's always a hustle to get laid.
Oh, always. Whenever I hear a guy be like, women are superior, I'm like, oh, boy.
What?
Yeah. Show us your boobs. But I feel like his rec gets more honest, where he's like, I want to see boobs. I want to laugh. When he was saying that stuff.
You'll see this. This is a Hindu swastika. I literally put it up there. Prosperity and good luck.
That's a nice one to leave on. You know? The Hindu, it's like whatever. It's
not the swastika you're thinking
it's Hindu.
Of.
Good luck.
Javier.
And if you're thinking about getting a swastika to spread good luck and cheer, you know, put it out. Draw one and hang it up and tell people, good luck, everybody.
I mean, you know what it looks like. You know what it looks like.
And
so
just be
why
like,
would
I'm
you?
Hindi.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Charlie Chaplin's a great actor. All right. We got to get going. This was a lot of fun.
Was it though? There's a lot of horror in this one. But we did find out that Chad's the smartest.
We did. It's confirmed. And we will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Bye, Jeans.
Over text messages.
Yeah, it was adorable and cute.